Before we get into specific clauses, I wanted to ask you, Minyan, just generally about dispute resolution, how often is the ADR clause a sticking point in your contract negotiations?
It's rarely a sticking point. It is just one of so many clauses that we talk about and negotiate, and it's one of those things where it's a throw-in. We'd like to have some sort of a dispute resolution mechanism in there, but at the end of the day, it's generally, I would not consider it to be a walk-away point, so we're always going to work something out. You know, if both sides want to have language in there, then we will eventually compromise on what is acceptable. What I would say is that, you know, I generally try to keep it as simple as possible and then only expand if you know, my counterpart really wants to go down a detailed path. But it takes, it, like I said, it may be less than 5% of my time would be, you know, spent on negotiating a really, you know, heavily a dispute resolution clause.
And David, for you as a litigator, how often do you find that ADR clauses are litigated as a preliminary matter?
Yeah, these throw-in clauses tend to bite us in places we really don't want to be bid in later on from the litigator's perspective. Typically, if it's a well-drafted clause and it incorporates provisions from one of the tribunals, we've got a roadmap to follow. Arbitrability is a question that can be addressed up front, but that deals with scope, that deals with parties, who's really signed off to the arbitration or the ADR clause.